Matthew 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Have you ever heard of an oxymoron? I see someone has. Two words that seem to contradict each other, like boneless ribs, or guest host, or alone together, or common abnormality. Sometimes these apparent contradictions occur in a sentence, and then the extended oxymoron may be called a paradox, such as, this abnormality is very common, that is normal, or happy are the sad. Blessed are the mourners. How on earth could someone who is sad be happy, or someone who mourns be fortunate? At first glance, it seems impossible, especially during our carefree high school years. Of course, it doesn't take long for us to realize that children and young adults can also mourn. When we mourn, it's because we have lost something or someone that we treasure. Perhaps it is a treasure that we've enjoyed since childhood, like parents, grandparents, a spouse. Well, that's not since childhood. Or siblings. Or perhaps it is a treasure we did not value until it was gone, like a friend. Some might mourn the loss of innocence. Not that any of us are without sin ever, but there are times when we are duped like little children into paths we had not before walked. At the same time, when we realize how far we have wandered from the childlike trust with which we had been endowed by the Holy Spirit, we have reason to mourn again. Faith and hope can die too. No matter what form the bereavement takes, we know the source of it all, don't we? Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. So how can such mourners be called blessed, fortunate, happy? Certainly not by virtue of their mourning, but by the promise of Jesus Christ. They shall be comforted. That's why they're blessed. Where Rachel, weeping for her children, could not be comforted, Jesus declares of those that mourn, they will be comforted. This is the forward look, the view to the goal that encourages us to pick up our feet and continue on. Like the fans who line the racetrack to urge us on, God's Holy Spirit calls to us and comforts us. Look to the way, the truth, the life. The forward look sees that there is an end to the agony. It will not last forever. The forward look was given to Adam and Eve, wasn't it, when they heard the serpent being told, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. The forward look was given to Abraham, not just that he would have a son and become a great nation. He already had the son when God told him to offer him up on Mount Moriah. But he also had the look that through him, all nations of the earth would be blessed, and his offspring would rise from the dead, even if God told him to sacrifice that offspring on Mount Moriah. The faithful, held captive in Babylon, were comforted with the forward look when Jeremiah told them, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, and not to harm you." plans to give you hope and a future. Look forward. Jesus had the forward look when he told his disciples, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the prophets, in the prophets, about the Son of Man, will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. And on the third day, he will rise again." Jesus not only had the forward look, he is the forward look. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Because I live, you also will live." Because he died for all, you know you're included in the forward look, and you can be thankful in every circumstance. Yes, even thankful to be a mourner. You can be thankful those words apply to you when the day of mourning comes to you. Look ahead of you. Comfort is on the way. An example, perhaps, some of you remember Johnny Erickson. She was the high school student who became paralyzed, a quadriplegic, in a swimming accident. At first she hated God for letting it happen to her, and then she got to know him in his word and became thankful that he had used this loss of mobility to bring her into his loving arms. Blessed are those who mourn. Hymn 338.